And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history. The Signal Oil Program, The Whistler. Signal, the famous Go Farther gasoline, invites you to sit back and enjoy another strange story by The Whistler. The Whistler's strange story, Ticket to Nowhere. The passenger in the privately owned car for hire was talkative. And to the driver, Lee Corby, the things his passenger was saying were more than interesting. Lee didn't exactly hate his work, because owning his own car and operating as an individual, he was in a position to take advantage of certain situations. That's why the rambling chatter of this particular passenger hit him so strangely. Yes. You just listen closely, don't you, Lee? Without a thought of interrupting as he prattles on, contentedly.
When you feel like talking and there's no one else around, you've got to talk to a stranger, huh, driver?
Transactions. You slipped out of town and covered your tracks so successfully, they lost all trace of you. Some weeks later, in a Los Angeles bookstore, you casually made the acquaintance of elderly, wealthy Harriet Wilson. And you took full advantage of this chance meeting, didn't you, Clara? Yes. Now you're not only her trusted employee, but her friend and traveling companion on a tour of Europe, and waiting on a foggy Italian morning to accompany her on a guided tour of Pisa.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm forced to cancel today's tour. Too foggy.
What do you mean?
Oh, but, Guy, the streetcars are running. You needn't drive the bus.
I'm sorry, Miss Marshall. It would be impossible to take a group this size through the foggy city on streetcars. It's too dangerous.
But we don't plan to come through this city again. And Miss Wilson had so counted on seeing the Leaning Tower. Isn't that right, Harriet?
Yes, I had looked forward to it.
And you know we're leaving this afternoon. Please, Guy, won't you...
$10,000 bond.
Doesn't matter. I've got plenty, and it's put away where I can get at it in a hurry.
Where will you go?
We're going together, baby.
I'm ready, Frank.
I don't know how or where we're going, but we're getting out of the States. We can beat it to Havana and then maybe South America. I'll get a divorce and we're all set. We've got enough money to last us the rest of our lives.
That sounds wonderful, but how do you expect to get away? The moment they miss you, they'll be watching for you everywhere.
Yeah, I know. DA wants to see me in a couple of days. So whatever we're going to do, we're going to have to move fast.
Well, we can't just take a plane or a train. Before we start running, Frank, we have to think of something, some kind of plan.
Yeah, I know.
What about a private plane and pilot? Let's find out about it right away.
No. There's something else I've got to find out first.
What do you mean?
I'm going out to the ranch. I'm going to see my wife.
You're going out to see Martha?
That's right.
A man's body on the floor. It looks like your late passenger, doesn't it, Lee? Lying inert and still, apparently dead. You hurry back to your car, begin the U-turn to take you back to town. As you finish, a woman emerges from the shadows of the bungalows. A woman carrying a briefcase you're certain is the same briefcase your late passenger carried.
Can I drive you somewhere, lady?
This car is for hire.
That's right. See a sign?
Yes, I do. My, I'm lucky, aren't I?
Yeah. Sure, lady. You're lucky. Get in. Where to, lady?
Union Station, please.
Union... Union Station. Right.
Station. Wondering if she knew about Vivian or any of the others. Wondering if it could have been Martha who brought everything crashing down, sending you to jail. And there are other things to be thought of. How will you manage to get out of the country before the district attorney knows you're gone? chartered plane and a private pilot might work. And you do have friends in Florida who would help you and Vivian get out of the country. After an hour of driving and thinking, you're suddenly startled as Vivian pulls violently at your arm.
Frank, look out!
Did I hit him?
I don't know. He's lying by the side of the highway.
I didn't see him in time. What was he doing out in the middle of the highway?
Look, he's getting up.
Come on, we better have a look at him. Come on.
He is getting up.
Yeah. Doesn't look like he's hurt too badly. Hey, you all right?
I don't know. I think so.
What were you doing out in the middle of the highway?
I was trying to catch a ride.
Does anything feel broken?
No. No, I don't think so. I saw you coming right at me, and I dove for the side of the road. You didn't hit me.
Oh, that's a relief.
Looks like my trousers are finished.
You're sure you're all right?
Yeah. Forget it. It's my own fault for standing in the middle of the highway.
What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
Chuck, why?
Well, Chuck, I feel kind of bad about this. I think the least I can do is offer you a ride. Do something about those trousers, too.
Forget it. It's my fault.
Well, we can't leave you standing here. We're going another 10 miles.
Okay. Let me get my hat out of the ditch.
Frank, do you have to give him a lift? He admits it was his fault. Let's get out of here.
Didn't you notice something, Vivian? Something real interesting about that fella?
What are you talking about?
Look, he's just turned around. Look at him. Now look at me. Notice anything?
Frank.
See it? Looks a lot like me, huh?
Yeah.
Same size, build, even his features. Yeah, if I worked it out right, I could get away with it.
Get away with what?
Just think, Vivian. How much easier it would be for us to get away if everybody thought that I was dead.
If you really want to protect the money invested in your car, then the motor oil for you is Signal's amazing new heavy-duty oil that reduces engine wear 50%. Signal Premium. Heavy-duty Signal Premium. Now there's the oil that really protects your car. This proved and improved heavy-duty Signal oil does more, much more than just lubricate. In addition, Signal Premium motor oil cools, cleans, cushions, seals, and protects. Result? Tests under all types of driving conditions prove new Signal Premium motor oil reduces engine wear 50%. Your engine keeps its like-new pep and power twice as long. So if you're still using lazy, old-fashioned oil that merely lubricates, it's high time to make a change for the better. Change oil next time at a Signal service station. Change to new, harder-working Signal Premium motor oil that reduces engine wear 50%.
Signal gasoline. Your car will go far, will go for the gasoline.
Almost every piece of the plan seems to fit together, doesn't it, Frank? If the police thought you were dead, you and Vivian could take your time about getting out of the country. You could go knowing they weren't watching for you. You study the man whom you almost hit on the highway, and already you're planning the last few hours of his life.
I'd be real nice to him, Vivian, and get him to talk about himself. We have to find out as much about him as we can.
You just leave it to me, Frank.
Okay. All set, Chuck?
Yeah.
Let's go then, huh?
Buggy.
Yeah.
Always promised myself I'd have...
It's something you've thought of many times, isn't it, Lee? But you didn't expect it the way it happened last night. The man in your car, his talk about the key to a fortune, his unexpected death. Then Elaine Brandt unwittingly stepping into your car carrying his briefcase. She has to deal with you, doesn't she, Lee? She doesn't like it, but you have the diary prepared by the dead news reporter. And you don't intend to give it up until Elaine contacts the underworld people who will pay off for its return and destruction. The next day in San Diego, Elaine is even more annoyed at what you tell her in the cocktail lounge of the Carlin Hotel, where she is staying.
You put that diary in the mail? Lee, you're a bigger fool than I thought. What if it gets lost? Don't you realize its value? Why did you do such a stupid thing?
Because I'm not stupid.
Here.
Paula. Paula! That's all right. You'll feel better tomorrow.
It's 3 o'clock now, Gordon. Time still to run through it once again in your mind. Time to temper your weapon. Add weight to your legendary loyalty to Mr. Wakefield. Your obvious hatred of his son. At 4, you're sitting at the bar in Wade's hotel waiting for him to appear. Talking to Sid Riggs, financial editor of the Kingston Express.
Well, so the old man threw the boy out of the house, eh? I'd no idea it would go that far.
You just don't know Wade. No sense, no perspective. Hates his father like poison. Wade is absolutely unprincipled.
Go on, son. Say it.
Hello, Wade. I didn't see you come in.
Obviously. Not... Everybody likes to talk about themselves.
What are you going to do when you get back to L.A.?
Look for work, I guess. I'm broke.
Well, if you really want a job, Chuck, maybe I can do something for you.
What do you mean?
Well, do you have a 10 bar?
No.
Well, I own a string of bars throughout the valley. If you're willing to learn, maybe I can put you to work as a bartender.
Me, a bartender? a guy's on his feet a lot in that kind of work.
You can make good money.
Yeah, yeah, I can believe that. But tell me something. Why all the interest in me?
Well, we might have run over you, maybe killed you. I think the least Frank can do is try and help you out a little.
Do you, think I could learn to tend bar?
Oh, I'm sure you could, Chuck.
It's an interesting proposition, Mr.
Malloy. Just call me Frank.
I'm Vivian, Chuck.
Hi. How do you like that? Yesterday I was bumming around. Today, I'm going to be a bartender. Who knows what'll happen tomorrow?
You know, don't you, Frank? You know exactly what's in store for Chuck tomorrow. As a matter of fact, you wonder if he'll even be alive tomorrow. Because now you're certain that he will do fine as a part of your plan. No one knows about him. No one even knows where he is. No one would miss him if he disappeared. He assured you of that. As you turn off the main highway toward your small ranch, you already have the first stages of the plan ready. You stop the car at the gate.
I have to take care of some business here, Chuck. You go with Vivian. She'll put you up for the afternoon.
Whatever you say, boss.
Take him to my apartment, huh? Here's his key. I'll call you.
When?
As soon as I've made the arrangements we were talking about.
Will they take long?
No. Everything will be taken care of by tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. And take good care of Chuck, huh? Make him feel at home.
Now, well, we'll be at your place. You call me.
I'll call you. Well, I'll see you later tonight, Chuck.
Sure thing, Mr. Malloy.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
You watch them disappear down the road, Frank, and then you turn toward the house. Everything seems peaceful and undisturbed, and you realize how long it has been since you've come out to the ranch. As you reach the steps and put your hand to the door knocker, you wonder if Martha will be surprised to see you.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Martha. I've come to see you.
Come in.
You don't seem surprised to see me.
I'm not.
You were expecting me?
Yes.
Then you knew I was out of jail.
Sit down, Frank. Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, nothing, except... Martha, I think you know who turned me into the district attorney. Who was it?
Why, I did. I did what I thought was right. You must have known, Frank.
I always trusted you. You were the one person I thought I didn't have to worry about.
That's it exactly, Frank. You never worried about me. I don't think you even thought about me. There was a time when I was the most important thing in the world to you.
So you fix it, they'll send me to prison.
You belong in prison. You've become nothing more than a gangster, a hoodlum. You're not the man I married 15 years ago. Little by little, I watched you change. You began to make money, lots of money. And along with your money, you gained power. The more you got, the more you wanted. And anything you couldn't have, you destroyed. What did you expect to do? Own everything and everyone someday?
But to turn me in like that,
I... had to stop you for your own sake, and I did it the only way I knew how. I cried for months because I knew the only way to stop you was to call the district attorney. I did what I thought was right.
And now you know, Frank. You know who betrayed you and why it was done. You begin to pace around the room, walking faster and faster, bumping into things and knocking them over. And suddenly you stop in front of the mantel. You see the clock and the feeling of rage subsides. You realize that by 9 o'clock tonight, things will be all right. And Martha, conscientious Martha, will have a strange punishment, won't she, Frank? She'll always believe she sent you to your death. After a long silence, Martha throws a shawl over her shoulders and walks outside.
Frank, Vivian, everything all right?
Yes, I've been...
You see, you still don't know who the real contact is, and I do.
And you don't have the diary, and I do. How much is it really worth, Elaine?
$50,000.
No wonder you were so willing to shell out $2,500 to get your hand on it.
Look, Lee, let's play this straight from now on.
Okay. If we go on double-crossing each other, we'll die of old age before we collect any money.
Now, the head of the syndicate that wants this diary is waiting just across the border, Tijuana. He called me 20 minutes ago. I told him I would have to call him back.
Go ahead now. I'll get it for you.
Well, he called me at my hotel. I told him I'd call him from there.
What difference does that make? He won't know where you're calling from. What's the number?
Tijuana 3741.
Here, Martha.
Listening to the crickets. It's a nice night.
Yeah. I used to go riding on nights like this.
You remember that?
Of course.
I'm surprised, Frank.
Are you? Well, here's another surprise for you, Martha. I'm not going to do anything about the fact that you turned against me.
Oh?
Matter of fact, when I leave here, I'm going for a little ride. One we often used to take together. Along Skyline Drive.
Frank, what have you got on your mind?
Just you, Martha. I'll be thinking of you.
I'll get my coat, Frank.
Oh, no, Martha. Wouldn't be right for you to go anywhere with a hoodlum, a criminal.
Frank.
Goodbye, Martha. Remember, I'll be thinking of you.
The expression on her face, in her eyes, delights you, doesn't it, Frank? Martha is still in love with you after all this time. And later, when your plan goes through, she'll have something to think about, won't she? Something that will be her punishment. Yes, Martha, conscientious as she is, will feel deeply when Chuck's body is finally found in your car, wearing your clothes at the bottom of the lake. Martha will always believe you killed yourself because... she turned you into the district attorney. And above all, she'll testify that you were heading for the Skyline Drive. That part will help eliminate the identification problem. High up on Skyline Drive, you pull into the parking lot of the darkened club.
You said you'd pick me up downstairs? What's the idea of the gun, Lee?
You've been picked up for the last time, Elaine.
But why? I haven't...
I don't trust you. You double-crossed your other partner and killed him, and you'll do the same thing to me the first chance you get.
You're wrong.
I'm not taking chances.
You'll never get away with it. Somebody will hear the
shot. Sure they will. That won't make any difference. You see, the first thing I'm going to do is lock your door. And I'm going to leave by that fire escape outside your window. By the time they force that door, I'll be in the car on the way to Tijuana.
Well, they'll see you.
No, it's pretty dark. Besides, they won't be thinking of that. So long, Elaine.
No,
here about 5 minutes and then drive up the highway about 1 mile. The road makes that sharp bend around the lake.
Yeah, I know where it
I'll
is.
I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting there off the highway. Blink your lights as you approach and I'll come out and wave you down.
I thought you were going to bring Martha with you.
No. I've taken care of Martha. Another way.
You drive out of the parking lot, and in a few minutes you reach the sharp curve in the highway. Pull over and stop where the edge drops off into the deep end of the lake. Then it only takes seconds to drag Chuck's body to the front seat behind the wheel. Carefully, you go through his pockets and remove everything. Then plant your belongings in his pockets. You put your ring and watch on him. Then everything is ready. You push the clutch in, put the car in gear. As you jump back away from the car, it jerks forward and over the ledge. To disappear in the deep black water of the lake.
See for yourself. By the time they pulled the car out of the water, it'll look like Frank Malloy was drowned when his car skidded off the road and crashed into the lake.
Let's hope so.
It'll be weeks before they find the body. And the water will make positive identification pretty difficult. But they'll find enough there to think it's me. And Martha will help, too. Yeah, all we have to do is hide out until he's found. And we'll be free, Viv.
Where do we go now?
Well, first we have to stop at a couple of places down the valley. Gotta pick up the money I put away.
Well, that's a must.
And we'll drive on to Los Angeles where we can hide out. Then we'll see.
Whatever you say, Frank.
Now let's get out of here. You know, it's funny how Martha tried to send me to jail. When she recognizes my clothes, her story, more than anything, help to set me free.
Throughout the western states, from Canada to Mexico, one gasoline is famous as the Go Farther gasoline. It's Signal gasoline. Now, naturally, we're mighty proud of Signal's good mileage, which has built that reputation. But equally important to you as a motorist is the way Signal gives you such good mileage. You see, today's Signal helps your engine run so efficiently, you save gasoline three ways. One, you save gasoline with Signal's quick starting. Two, you save gasoline with Signal's smooth, obedient pickup, free from balking and hesitation. Three, you save gasoline with Signal's lively power that gets you into high gear fast, helps you stay there with a minimum of shifting on hills or in traffic. So you see, considering the number of times a day you start your car, accelerate, and shift gears, even a little gasoline saved each time soon adds up to a big saving. So there in a nutshell, friends, is why motorists call Signal the Go Farther gasoline. Why not treat your car to a tank full tomorrow?
Here in the safety and seclusion of your office, you take out the crisp new bills to feast your eyes on them. And in your preoccupation, you failed to hear your office door open.
King was in his counting house counting out his money. Hello, Tyler.
What's the matter, Lieutenant?
You got such tender knuckles you can't knock on a door?
Yeah, wait a minute, Max. Leave the money on the desk. Nothing's going to happen to it with a cop in the room.
I figure the cop's not going to stay long.
Uh-huh.
Look here, Lieutenant. You got no right to come busting into a private office. And keep your hands off my door.
Now, what's worrying you? Don't private gumshoes come with their money honestly? Of course, I had no idea business was so good in your line.
What's that crack for?
No crack, Max. Hey, how about fixing us both a drink? It looks like you got some good stuff there.
Help yourself.
Oh, thank you. We'll toast the wind-up of the Townsend case.
That's okay with me. I'm tired of it.
Of course, in the Townsend case, you didn't exactly earn your dough, did you? What I mean is you said you never did get on Townsend.
You stretch out on the bed and your hand drops down to touch the small handbag you've kept beside you. The bag containing over $100,000. Suddenly you sit up, realizing the bag is gone. You get up and search the room frantically, but the money isn't there.
Operator.
Operator!
Oh.
Yes, sir?
Would you connect me with room 303, Miss Vivian Smith, and hurry?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but Miss Smith checked out of the hotel about an hour ago.
What? Did she leave a message?
Nothing, sir. Anything else, sir?
No. Nothing. Who's there?
Vivian.
Vivian, the bag with the money.
That's what you're looking for?
Who are you?
He's from the police department, Doc.
The police?
Yes, he picked me up at the airport. After reading the story in the paper last night, I thought it was safe enough now to leave, only it wasn't.
She was taking your money and running out on you, Malloy.
And why not? It would only be a matter of time before I meant no more to him than Martha.
Shut up, Vivian.
It doesn't matter now, Frank.
Sure doesn't. You see, the newspaper story was just to get you out in the open. Some fishermen did find a body in the lake, but after all this time, it was a little hard to identify. He was wearing your clothes, Malloy, and was in your car. Your wife thought it was you.
But I don't see how that could...
I'll tell you something, though. At the morgue, we found out different. You see, Malloy, it wasn't hard to figure out what you'd done when we found a tattoo on the drowned man's chest. Yeah? The tattoo of a heart. With the words, Chuck and Mamie.
Let that whistle be your signal for the Signal Oil program, The Whistler, each Sunday night at this same time. Meantime, Signal Oil Company and the friendly independent dealers who help you go farther with Signal gasoline hope you'll remember, regardless of what gasoline you use, you'll enjoy more miles of happy driving if you drive at sensible speeds, obey traffic regulations, and avoid taking chances. When you take a chance to save a moment, you take a chance on that moment's being your last. Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman as the Whistler, Gerald Moore, Betty Lou Gerson, Shepard Menken, and Charlotte Lawrence. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Gus Bays, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler was entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Remember to tune in at this same time next Sunday when the Signal Oil Company will bring you another strange story by The Whistler. Marvin Miller speaking for the Signal Oil Company. Now for Horatio Hornblower, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is the CBS Radio Network.